Darkening clouds on the economic horizon.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon in for Jeremy Hobson. So the debt ceiling deal was signed by the president last night, averting a risk of self-imposed crisis. But that may be like one of those cheap umbrellas in a building storm. For one thing, global markets are down across the board this morning, following a sharp drop in U.S. markets yesterday. Marketplace's Gregory Warner joins us this morning to explain. Hey, Gregory.
Hey, Bob.
So why did this relief rally turn out to be so short?
Well, investors celebrated that we averted the debt ceiling and a possibility of default or downgrade. But then Wall Street turned its attention away from Washington and toward a string of weak economic reports. We have low consumer spending and dismal job numbers in the United States, plus a trouble in the Spanish and Italian bond markets, which means investors are concerned about the financial stability of those countries.
But hey, wasn't this what we were waiting for? The president signed the debt deal. So what happened?
Well, I called Jan Randolph. He's director of global risk assessment for IHS Global Insight. He says the debt ceiling deal might have even spooked investors who feel we need to reduce the deficit, but that maybe it's just too soon for an age of austerity.
The last thing the economy needs now is deep spending cuts. It's stuck in this very anemic limbo. And it's of great concern how we actually turn the corner.
Now, I did ask him, is this anemic limbo just a nice word for recession? He says, not even close. It would take a lot more bad news for that.
Marketplace's Gregory Warner, thanks, I think.
Thanks, Bob.
As we've alluded to, all this nervous whispering is doing a real number on the numbers this morning. On the heels of tumbling shares on Wall Street and across Asia, European markets are following the same rut. Shares in London and Frankfurt off more than 1%, Paris down 0.75%. It's not helping that Italy keeps sliding deeper into debt. Its borrowing rates hit a new euro-era high again today. And here at home, former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers says there's a 1 in 3 chance of a recession. The salad dressing may be to blame when Clorox reports its earnings later today. You heard that right. Analysts expect earnings to be flat or even down from a year ago, and this is a case where product diversity may be stretching things a bit too far. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports.
Most of us know Clorox for bleach, but there's a lot more to the company, says John Sanmarco, an analyst with Janney Capital Markets.
They own Kingsford Charcoal, Glad trash bags, KC Masterpiece barbecue sauce, and salad dressings.
From Hidden Valley, the original ranch.
If you don't think bleach goes well with salad dressing, neither do some analysts, like Lisa Bradner of Geomentum.
They are very different brands with very different market share.
She says some of Clorox's brands might be more successful if they were sold off. Activist investor Carl Icahn has made a hostile bid to take over the company.
Icahn has had a strong history of identifying companies that might have had poor management decisions and trying to untrap value for their shareholders.
Brad Barber teaches finance at the University of California, Davis.
So those neglected brands could do better if they were spun off and put under the hands of different management.
After all, the same strategy that makes Glad trash bags sell may be all wrong for kitty litter. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896, AllianzUSA.com, and by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet, Reputation.com.
Well, as Johnny Carson used to ask, how hot is it? In many U.S. cities, July was the hottest month ever recorded, and August could match it. That means you'll see more red and orange on the weather maps, and not just signifying the temperature, but raising the alert for air quality. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Eve Troll reports.
Here's one downside of the extreme heat across the country. News people are running out of things to say about it.
Quahog is suffering its worst heat wave in a century.
We now go live to Ollie Williams. How are you beating the heat, Ollie?
Swimming hole!
Thanks, Ollie.
Okay, so that's a fake newscast from the TV show Family Guy. But here's one metric the Environmental Protection Agency says bored weathermen and women should add right now. air quality alerts. Because on hot, sunny, stagnant days, the chemicals coming out of tailpipes, power plants, and factories can get trapped in the air around us rather than floating up higher.
It's just a very light haze that you can see.
Kara Brooks works for the city of Indianapolis. She's describing the look of ozone, a chemical compound that protects us when it's up high, but can make breathing hard when it's down low. When ozone levels rise, Indianapolis, like many cities, asks people to stay inside as a precaution and to drive less to reduce emissions.
Avoid rush hour traffic, use public transportation, avoid idling when possible, walk to lunch rather than drive, ride your bike.
Brooks says the voluntary ozone alert program is in the city's best interest. Under the Clean Air Act, the Environmental Protection Agency has to measure ozone levels. If cities go too high for a few years in a row, they can face fines or mandatory pollution cuts. Jonathan Levy at the Boston University School of Public Health says heat makes it difficult to promote health and cut pollution.
Recommending that people spend more time in air-conditioned settings. Obviously, the electricity has to come from somewhere. That can be power plants, and that can increase those emissions.
If summers stay this hot, in coming years, ozone pollution will rise on its own. That means cities will have a harder time meeting environmental standards. One more headache in a heat wave. I'm Eve Troe for Marketplace.
Finally this morning, there's nothing wrong with the government of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi that a little public relations spin won't take care of. That seems to be the view of the embattled dictator anyway. After almost 6 months of civil war, there's word Gaddafi is trying a new tactic. An official from the Libyan Ministry of Information has sent out a pitch letter to PR firms in New York and Los Angeles looking to find a spin doctor to promote Gaddafi's, quote, moral, political, and legal claims to power. One New York PR exec tells the website Business Insider, the chances any firm will respond positively to this request are highly doubtful. You think? I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
If you want to save a furniture store, you ought to get somebody who knows furniture, right?
Quite frankly, most of the investors couldn't tell you the difference between a sofa and a loveseat.
Yeah, I guess not. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Furniture for the future and today's business news. The numbers from Wall Street as well. It's all next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.